With more states legalizing cannabis, how are the cops going to handle stoned driving? Stoned driving?
It could be even drugged driving.
A drone delivery of weed is a good start. All right, I'll say that. Nah, I'm just kidding. These are two separate articles.
Oh, I hope everybody's having a good start to their weekend. I would suggest, well, first off, what's up? Banner's hanging in studio, Scotty.
Dude is hanging in studio, man.
I extended my trip. It's so good. I'm just hanging again. So good times, guys. Okay, would you guys like?
Hang on. It has been a great time. You spent about a week here with us. Great time.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Let's make it better. You know, Saturday morning, would you guys like any Seaside Rugged Mature Cheddar?
Absolutely.
You weird me out, man. You know what
rugged
I had today?
Mature cheddar.
I had bacon and eggs today, all right, man? Where's cheddar cheese for lunch?
That goes great with cold brew.
Come on, you want to bullshit about this? Banner, good morning. Happy Saturday.
Cheers.
Cheers. Grambo. Big up, Smith. Big ups, not me.
Yeah.
Banner, you sent this to me. I thought it was interesting. Will you click this? We're talking about stone driving.
And reaction time in general, too, with different things. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is about
the infographic. Is that what this is called?
It is, because it's a graphic, but it also provides information.
All right.
Let's see where they got that from. Oh, this is pretty interesting. You know, it's a real bust about smoking weed, being a heavy cannabis smoker, having THC, it's dazing your system for long periods of time. And then, you know, if you have a car accident or you have some kind of a problem and you get your blood drawn? Is that what it is? Blood, saliva? I don't know how they do that shit. You're getting a lot of trouble, man.
Yeah, definitely. And the problem is, as always, we said on the show and covered it, there is no accurate way to detect.
No.
Other than, I take that back. You rip a dab. And you're going to more than likely, and some people are pros at it, don't get me wrong, but if you got too high, as I've gotten too high, I'd probably drive too slow. I might fail. Like the check they do to see if you're on anything is something, but it's not fair. I don't think the checks they do are fair.
No. And by the way, one of the things we're going to talk about here is don't take the tests. All right. Let your lawyer, give him a leg to stand on. Don't take any tests. What they say is that it's if you seem messed up, that's when they can give you the tests. But you have to seem inebriated.
So this is saying an undistracted driver typically reacts in 1 second to just whatever, a deer or a potential accident. So what's this saying? Drink drive limit is 13% more added reaction time?
Yeah, it looks like a drunk driving limit. I can't believe this. Adds 13% to your reaction time. High on cannabis adds 21%.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, you can be.
What is high on cannabis? What does that mean?
Like
drink drive limit.
Get any person blood alcohol group, level.
High on cannabis sounds like totally rad.
That's right, Scotty. So I got this right when you said that. I was like, it's time to smoke.
Yeah, real high on weed, man. Real high.
Can I get a nug from here?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, hands-free phone, though. You know, a handheld phone.
Those are the dangerous.
Yeah.
Everything. Substances, every cell phone. That's the biggest distraction.
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't the point here that the problem is not really the substance or not? The problem is the behavior.
Yes.
And we don't focus on the behavior. We focus on, like, whatever substance and we want to ban.
Yeah. And we do make it easier and easier for people to mess with their car radio systems while they're driving.
So being the old man, whatever, sometimes fuck technology, whatever, you know, but I realized.
You're so the old man.
I got a new deck in my 97 van. Like, it's modern Apple CarPlay.
Right.
And I'm still sitting there like, you could tell it to text for you verbatim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I trying to text right now at a light? Like, you don't have to. Plus, I don't know about here, man. Big time tickets were where I'm at for if you touch your phone. The cops will so evil. They'll stand at intersections behind like the wall of like a old McDonald's or something and be looking out into traffic at red lights. And anybody that's going on their phone, it's like a $500 ticket.
Canada is different, huh? Dude, it's like a couple levels ratcheting it up, man.
I'm kind of for it. There's been people killed, distracted by phones in their car. But
at the same time, so this, I don't know if you have it on here somewhere, but. This whole thing came from an article about how touchscreens are like taking over all the buttons and everything in the car.
Yeah.
In trucks. And it is more dangerous than just regular old knobs. And so they were comparing using CarPlay and Android, like,
right.
Or for your car to distracted driving. And it was like double worse reaction time.
Than what about taking it?
I. Two letters. CD. Remember the CD case? And you'd be going driving and you'd be sorting through your CD case. Sorry, kids.
How about doing makeup?
Ah, that's
or awesome. Eating breakfast. I've seen somebody with a bowl of cereal, including milk and a spoon, eating at a stoplight.
I've seen somebody roll a joint. Oh, Trip. I forgot about Trip. And my brother Trip. Yeah.
That's pretty good at it. Comes in handy. You know anybody that can do that?
Yes, I do. Mike just Mike, and it's impressive.
Yeah, man. We've had our buddy on the show before, Jay Tetiction from DUI 5280, called in the other day. So we'll be coming on with an expert here to get some of the best practices because I have more questions.
Does he smoke?
He seems
pretty cool though, man.
What about though, as far as reaction time, that reminds me, like I think there's like some archer, professional archer that was like, I don't know if it was weed or drinking, because like golf, for example, can alcohol be performance enhancing or weed? Like you could say some people definitely some drinks into certain sports, not sports that require, I think, like athletic performance. That doesn't make sense, right? You can't go along, but
wait, with weed or
weed, definitely. Yeah. No problem with weed.
What about mountain biking? You ever I've seen people tank beers before mountain biking. It's concerned me.
It is a slippery slope for sure, because you get that liquid courage. And if you don't watch that, you're going to go down for sure. But I've had some good runs after lunch. Two pints at lunch. And I'm like, all right, let's put in some tunes.
How about smoking though? When if you to stop for, you know, after your safety.
You just don't notice smoking as much because you're going. Yeah, it's not. It's just you're out in the zone. You're all part of it.
I agree. Sometimes when you stop, you go, I'm stunned.
I just wanted to say that golf is not a sport. It's an activity. two of my best golf rounds were definitely like pretty high.
Real IOE. Yeah. And by the way, there's a drink card laid. That's the only reason people play golf.
Well, there's no danger either. Like if you're high.
Can they test for
get hurt
mushrooms? How do they? Can they test for psilocybin in your body? And how do they do that? Do you know?
Spinal Tap.
There's usually metabolites. Like those compounds get broken down by your liver, and then they produce the whatever it breaks down to, or the metabolites.
There's no way that
that's how they detect a lot of that stuff.
But I think in as
like a marathon runner, that's when mushrooms would be performance.
I think mushrooms are definitely becoming performance enhancing. And I'm curious in the future. I mean, I do 300 milligram microdose. Well, it's a little bit more than a microdose because I can feel it now. Every time before I bike, I like it. I think it gives me a little bit of an edge. I'm messing with it. I don't have any A&B testing really. Like,
do you think you're addicted?
In the future, though, I do foresee some athletes getting an edge with not a tripping dose of psilocybin, and I wonder if they'll try and be like, that's performance enhancing.
I don't know. Definitely,
yes, it is
faster on mushrooms than not.
Yeah, you realize you've been biking for 12 hours, right?
Yeah, it could be a good one. Here we go.
Well, like competitive hiking.
Grambo, they want you to
what'd you say?
Like the Washington Post.
Yeah, they want their money.
Or not.
So imagine like competitive hiking where you could have mushrooms. Competitive
hiking. Please tell me that's a real thing.
You just fly, man.
Please tell me that's a real thing. I'm trying to find this other article because it's stone drivers are a lot safer than drunk ones. New federal data shows. A new study from the National Highway Safety Transportation Administration finds that drivers who use marijuana are at significantly lower risk for crashes than drivers who use alcohol. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And
nice going, Grandpa.
I feel it necessary to say, like, I'm not saying that you should be all stoned driving around.
I'll drive the shit out.
It's just right now, let's not focus on and be all scared about it as if it's like any worse than someone using their phone or whatever. It should be more about the behavior, not because it's weed.
Yeah.
Like, that's worse.
Wow.
Agreed.
That says after 24 hours, psilocybin's no longer detected in your system. It's quick.
It sounds about right.
Nice.
That sounds about right.
Hair follicle test, man. You show up just head shaved.
Me and you were hanging out and I drank 5 or 6 beers in the course of 2 or 3 hours. And then I go, come on, get in the car with me. Let's go get some pizza. You might say, hey, man, you know what? Let me drive. That's a little weird, you know?
I would say, where's that pizza place, a new one? They deliver with the drone? The
drone delivery. No, but if I had smoked 2 joints and we were smoking weed for the last 3 or 4 hours, I go, come on, man, I got to go pick up some pizzas at JJ's. would you have any kind of apprehension?
Yeah.
You would have apprehension getting in the car?
For beers?
No, if I was smoking joints. I mean, well, like, nah.
Theoretically?
Like, after lunch, after I smoked this and then another joint, if I was like, come on, let's go get some lunch.
In the Tesla?
I'm going to go pick up some pizzas. Yeah, that's true. I got to drive, right? No, in a regular car that I have to drive, man. Would you be nervous?
In general, for your general stoner audience, people that have like a decent tolerance, no. If it was your first, if you were like, you know, in from out of town and it was your first.
You know what the most important time in your grow is when you get that harvest down, you want to protect that stash, man. Boost, Integra Boost, Integra-products.com. Boost has the two-way humidification control. You're not going to get it too wet. It's not going to get too dry, and have an indicator card to let you know that the Boost packs are still working for you. So protect your harvest, whether it's just a couple grams, carrying around in your eighth all the way up to 7 pounds with their 420-gram pack. Integra-products.com. We'll hook you up. Coupon code DUDE. And don't forget, their Boost sticks are out. Check out their Boost sticks for pre-rolls, man. It's a great little humidification stick that'll slide right in with your pre-roll container. Super great way to keep them fresh. Integra-products.com. Coupon code
DUDE. First, if you were like, you know, in from out of town and it was your first time smoking, absolutely.
I will tell you honestly, I don't like hanging out. Like when people are like smoking and packing pipes while driving and stuff like that.
That is distracting.
When you're getting your bag and packing your pipe and steering with your leg.
Yeah.
It's that's okay. Don't get me wrong.
That's why you got to load up the bong before you leave.
Yeah, joints, man. You just get a whole bunch of, what'd you call them? Dog walkers, right?
I'm a pack of dog walkers.
I love that, by the way.
Before we move on, it's time to give an official shout out to Real Growers.
Hey.
What's up with the growing season here? It's getting ready for outdoor.
You know what? The Grow Dots extended release have been moving off the shelves, and I'm psyched, man. It's been, what, 2 years since we released the dots?
Yeah.
There's so many
people. Take some time.
That are having really good results with them. And my motto is to make growing easy. Is that a motto? That's my mantra. Make growing easy.
What's the veg time on an extended release?
Up to 8 weeks.
Got it.
Up to 8 weeks, man. So it's meant to be good for outdoors.
Have you ever had an extended release?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I'm just throwing it up.
So I've taken more acid before, man. Does that count?
Hey, so like pro tip, like we're just about that time, depending where you live, like north or south, but we're just about that time where like if you do want to run some outdoors, like
yes,
hit them with the dots and...
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of movement, and that's what
it's still early.
Like right now, is like prime time, though.
Yes.
Did you pick this next article? Realgrowers.com. Check it all out, guys. Official sponsor of the show. So this next article, did you pick for the title? Study finds new driving threat from dopers and druggies.
Yes, I did. I was looking for
dopers.
Supportive information. And it's funny that when you see, you'll be like, hey, the previous article is from the Washington Post. Stone drivers are a lot safer than drunk ones. New federal data shows. And then where's this one from? This is USA Today, which, were they ever a legitimate newspaper banner?
USA Today?
Yeah.
I think it is something that you find at the hotel.
Yeah.
At the airport.
Yeah, I was never impressed, man. But
you got a good title.
Yeah.
The color-coded
set. Study finds new driving threat from dopers, druggies. Is that clickbait? Is that what you would call that?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Druggies.
The war against drunk driving appears to be making progress, but more motorists are instead using marijuana or prescription drugs than getting behind the wheel. Hang on, let's be honest. Those prescription drugs are hardcore, man. There's a lot of people on a lot of really mood-altering drugs.
Even if you follow the doctor's prescription recommendation?
I mean, there's uppers, there's downers, there's goofballs. It's what makes you go goofball.
Yeah, for sure.
Hyped up on goofballs.
Yeah, man.
So you asked ChatGTP. Scotty, by the way, I've been staying here for a week, and I'm noticing more and more of the reliance on ChatGTP to figure shiz out. It kind of concerns me. I was like fact-checking it. I was like, what did it say? I'm going to figure it out.
Don't fact-check it, man. It is a bunch. Just let it go.
Just go.
What do you fact-check it with?
Yeah, what do you fact-check it with?
The internet, it's doing the same thing it's doing. It's just doing it faster.
Well, I asked ChatGPT, what's the best defense to beat a cannabis DUI in America? And it gave me some good answers, man.
Yeah, what do you got?
Don't drive
Okay, it says, first off, don't take any tests, man. Don't take any tests. So you challenge a traffic stop. They need probable cause to stop you. So if they stopped you with no probable cause, then you can get out of it.
That's not everywhere, because they'll make something up. Or if you run into a checkpoint, though, that's just what is what it is.
You're going to love my lawyer. He's such a good lawyer.
You got to spend a little more money on the lawyer, then.
Questioning field sobriety tests. So the reliability of field sobriety tests in determining cannabis impairment can be contested. These tests were primarily designed to detect alcohol impairment. It may not be as effective for assessing impairment due to cannabis. You can dispute the blood test results, man. This kept questioning in the chain of custody, the methodology of the testing lab, or interpretation of the THC levels.
Chat went deep.
But that's awesome. You know, and you're like, your lawyer's like, we're going to question the methodology of the blood test. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm getting high. This one's interesting. Lack of impairment. Arguing that despite the presence of cannabis, the defendant was not actually impaired at the time of driving. That's an interesting one, right? Expert testimony, if you got the money. An expert in pharmacology or toxicology might be called to testify that the level of THC in a defendant's system is not consistent with impairment.
That's interesting.
Dude, that's when you got jury trial money.
Yeah.
We're taking this to trial, boys.
And I think it depends on why you're being, if it's just a pullover, it's one thing. If you're involved in an accident, sometimes, depending on the degree of it, I think it's mandatory. They try to make sure you don't have anything in your system, if you will.
Sorry, this is my favorite one. Constitutional violation. Is it just yell as you're getting handcuffed like this?
This violates my constitutional rights.
I like it.
Fine succulent meal.
Where is that when you need that guy, man? Anyway, I thought it was interesting. You know, it seems like there's a bunch of defenses. You know, I don't find them super aggressively going after cannabis DUIs.
They sound expensive. That's part of the problem for plenty of people that get, you know, they can't get an attorney. You know, because it's going to set them back, whatever. Then they can't get groceries. I mean, attorneys definitely aren't cheap. That's why I don't like the, which we'll ask when we have them on. Okay, so you're saving me my choice immediately is to sign up to pay you. I mean, even what if you're completely fucking like sober or whatever? Then you still, I think attorneys still suggest that you deny a field sobriety because you can.
Nothing. Give them nothing to work with. Yes.
But then you're sitting there nervous thinking about, oh, man, I'm going to lose my license automatically for a year now. Like in some states, there's that kind of stuff.
Cops respect you when you know the rules. They do.
Yeah.
They go, all right, look, this guy knows the rules. Just leave him alone.
That's a bunk.
Oh, wait. That's somebody who grew up not knowing the rules. Like, I mean, come on. Just everyone be fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Okay, Grambo. So why should we be fair? Okay. No, but it is pretty cool. That was a lot of defenses. Thank you, ChatGPT.
It was. You're going to have a little card on your dash for next time for...
Yes. Yes, it's got the seven takes. I'm going backwards, though. You have violated my constitutional right.
That's the first thing you're going to say.
Yep. Yep.
It's a good bumper sticker. This car is protected by ChatGPT.
Grambo, click my YouTube like, will you, man? Well, all right. Oh, is that a plan? Oh, it's Scarface, man. It's Scarface. He goes, you're gonna love my lawyer. He's such a good lawyer. It's all good, man. It's all good. Scarface, though, man. Does that movie hold up? Yeah. I think it does, right?
I do like your last recommendation here in a modern world of, you know, just screw it. Don't drive. Take an Uber. You know, it's usually available everywhere.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, guys. When I was young, in South Florida, it was very suburban, spread out. You could not get a cab to save your life, man. And if you did, it was $50. When Uber came, and that's why there were so many problems with drinking and driving. There was a huge drinking culture and no way to get you home.
Yeah.
So like Uber and Lyft and these things.
The cabbies hated the implementation of Uber. I'll never forget.
They sucked. They deserved to lose their industry. They were terrible.
To the airport, and he was telling like some horror story about an Uber driver that attacked someone, like just laying into like, and then he also says, he's like, yeah, you know where you're going to find those Uber drivers? In the Platte, which is a river in Denver. And then in Canada, they fought for years with the taxi union or whatever to be able to, we just got it like 2 years ago.
The taxis did such a bad job that there was an epidemic DUI thing. If there was Ubers all over the place, then it's not that hard to be like, you know what? I'll leave my car here for $20. I'm going to take an Uber home.
You can pay a lot to get the service that drives your car too. They bring two.
They have that.
Yeah. But I get spending.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah.
Give your ride a ride home.
Yes.
Wow. I just mean that it used to be very difficult to get home from a bar at 2 a.m. You'd be waiting till 3:15 out front for a cab if you didn't live in the city.
Yeah.
So, man, you got to blame. So something like Uber or whatever they are, these rideshare applications, they are really cool. You have much less of an excuse to be shit-faced driving home.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't for you. I'm going to be ticked off. Like if I'm getting a DUI for some minimal blood content of THC and I'm feeling totally fine to drive, that's going to be so frustrating. Some people earn their DUIs for sure. They're like, okay, you really earned that.
I got something for you. Let's shout out some DGC, and then I got something where one of the politicians seems like they're actually doing something cool.
Well, first, I'm going to say, please, the most important thing, Grambo, what is it? You said, what's the most important thing they can do? Is it subscribe or comment? What should they do first?
Well,
share. That's it.
It's usually if the video doesn't get age restricted, which yes. They always are attacking us. Yes, sharing is the most important thing. I always like to say, roll this video up and pass it to a friend.
Wow.
Whoa, I like it.
Wow. I just like to say, please like. That's okay. Please like this video. Grambo needs.
I got some DGC producers too. Let's shout out first off. What is up? One hit. So dank.
That's so dank.
That's South Dakota, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Diabolical levitator.
No, this is the diabetical levitator.
Oh,
we got to just stop. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I do. I'm just making him sound like
what dude needs glasses.
You know, Pothead Pete, thank you for having a name that I understand. All right. Growhio.
Pete.
I get it. Man, Growhio.
Well, again, Green Joint Organics, and this is probably the best OBGYN you could go to. 420 OBGYN. That's who delivers babies, kind of, or like helps the pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
It's very pretty cool.
Coordination and compassionate 420 OBGYN.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be really interesting to. Well, no, that's not just babies, right? That's women, gynecology, right?
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, there's probably a lot of benefits for women with gynecological problems in cannabis for
100%
relief to
pregnancy, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, pregnancy, that's a tricky one. But man, there's all sorts of stuff that women go through as they get older.
Totally. Last but not least, Aussie the Birdman, DGC producers. If you ain't in on the crew, man, go to dudegrows.com/realDGC. And hook it up, man. Right when you sign up, 25% off a DGC cup ticket if you're coming to hang out. Deals with real growers, seeds, free hookup from seeds here now, and more content coming, guys. I just put out a show on Patreon, an unreleased, what was it called? Know Your Flavor banner?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good one.
You guys have been doing some stuff over there. Tight work. There's been some extra content coming out. What else came out? Something else came out recently.
We're always putting out the 420 happy hours as well. And we have one more coming out that you did. You hung out, I believe, with Jeremy and...
Jared, right?
And Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys it was really cool. And Grambo got some different camera angles and whatnot. So go for $10 a month, dudegrows.com. Real DGC will get you going.
I was brushing my teeth this morning and I got a text from Jaron, and it was just a picture out his window of a rhinoceros. And he is in Africa. He is in Africa slinging new mill, man. So
I have to get the lowdown on that.
That is a hustler right there.
Time difference there.
It was, he's going to do the show. And then I swear to God, weird stuff. Our buddy Two.
Yeah.
Two called me from Africa. I had two calls or
text, 10 minutes.
Within 10 minutes, man.
There's the picture that Jaron sent us.
Oh, tight work, brother. That's a trip, right?
That's crap. Here's what I said. I swore. I was like, holy, Joel, dude.
Bro, you want to hear? I heard this weird theory about why Africa and then like the Amazon, you know, like the interior of South America are not as developed as the rest of the world. It's pretty trippy. It has to do with agriculture. It's because they're long.
Oh,
so
yes,
the growing zones and stuff, what works right above here won't work down there. And it certainly won't work down there, as opposed to like Europe and America are wide.
Why?
So we're here. Consistent we're there.
Climate.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to roll another joint, man.
We'll take it to 6 ABC Action News. This is investigation. Full prohibition report here. Lawmaker takes drug test to prove Pennsylvania DUI laws are unfair. So he took the test.
This guy's awesome. This guy, I should know his name, but
Chris Robb.
He takes THC tincture to go to sleep at night, man.
Yeah, he says he takes tincture to go to sleep at night from a PTSD incident, actually involving a murder suicide, which is crazy. But
want a Netflix and chill? Now that I got your attention, we're talking clones, guys. I want to remind you, clones don't have roots. Let's foliar feed them, man. Optic Foliar Overgrow, ready to use spray, full spectrum of NPK, micronutrients, amino acids, vitamins, sugars, and B1. This will only help keep your clones happy to uptake nutrients to get those roots going and to grow some dank. So check out Optic Foliar Overgrow, ready to use, opticfoliar.ca, or tell your local hydro store. They can get it for you. All right, back to the show.
But this is out of Pennsylvania, where they have a zero tolerance, meaning you could get charged with a DUI with any amount of cannabis in your system, whether impaired or not. What the hell is that?
It's unfair. And this guy he looks pretty cool. Chris Rabb. Yeah. I'd pass the joint to Chris. Yeah. But that's a guy that can actually do something about it, man.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty cool.
He looks like a wasted stoner.
We're getting.
You know, one of the last sentences this year is, currently there is no roadside test or technology to determine levels of THC. I thought science would get on that, but like weed's cool like that.
It's different. We're not supposed to be out here busting everybody. The reason we had to start busting drunk people is because it's so easy, and there's so many people that have alcohol problems where they just drink a ton. It was becoming epidemic. There was every weekend somebody was dying.
But I don't know. I might get some shiz for this one. I'm not sure. Do you think it's fair though that what they have? If I go have lunch with you at our local road through,
no, it's too low. It's too low.
Two pints over an hour. I could get in trouble.
It's too low.
I mean, but the 2 points for somebody else, it might not be too low.
Yeah, but isn't it? I thought that if you just drank a beer, especially one of our 5.8 beers or whatever they are, more
Adele IPA, baby,
and then got in your car and drove, that you could get a DUI, or then they made a DWAI, which is for places that have like a 0.5 limit.
Yeah.
Lower
limit.
They're just trying to
deliver the message. It became a bust. It definitely, those lower, you know, the lower level, if you get a 0.9 or something like that, that's a money making opportunity for the city. Don't get me wrong. But getting people to, you ever hear people like in car accidents or just getting pulled over and having like 2.4? Something like, you were four times over the legal limit, sir. Oh. How are you not dead?
So in Kansas, a flaw DUI drug screen isn't better than nothing. It's worse.
Yeah, I got two. So this guy's pushing in Pennsylvania. Kansas scares the shit out of me. Have you ever been back? I drove through it once.
It's been a long time, but I used to drive through Kansas to go to Colorado for snowboarding trips. But yeah.
I'll probably drive around next time.
You know, you got Nebraska. It's not much better. So they're using, actually, here you go. It says the Kansas Highway Patrol is using a new device called the Sotoxa. What's the Sotoxa?
What is this? I don't know, but I bet one-eyed cat. What is this? Who are we? American Council on Science and Health? Jesus, scroll down, man.
Yeah, I was curious. What's happening here?
Picture here, man.
Brother, it's stuck.
Jesus. Wow, they're really going for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, the dose makes the poison. The readout from a single oxycodone tablet taken for a dental procedure from the day before will be indistinguishable from 5 pills at a party the same night. Wow, this test sucks, man. The same goes for other drugs that are detected by the test. This is the Achilles heel of the test. Yeah, I bet so, man. Anyone that reads the articles regularly will already know the presence of a chemical even a toxic chemical does not mean it's causing any harm. Simply, the presence of a drug does not determine whether the driver is impaired or not. God, I like
this focusing part on the wrong thing here.
Yeah, drug presence does not necessarily mean impairment. I just thought it was interesting. Man.
Sad.
We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, don't take the test. That's what I will say. Don't take the test, man.
Yeah, it's so Tolk says, like a saliva test that.
Paul Scarface is a lawyer.
Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at the screen. That screen there, I have it blown up. It has lists out. Okay, what's AMP? Negative. What's AMP? Any ideas? Has BZO. That's benzos. BZO.
Benzos?
How? We
got ups and downs?
Uppers. THC.
This one makes you go goofball.
This one tests for goofballs?
Oh, this guy tested positive for COC.
Corrosion of conformity. I saw them with Pantera.
Let everybody be themselves, man. You know,
is that like the remediated fent?
That's interesting.
Color remediated fentanyl.
I was trying to see what the price of one was, so we could do a little field testing in the bakery with it.
Give me a couple goofballs
while you're at it, man.
This is making no one safer.
Come on, man. Shout out to a pro from the pros listening. I've got a couple of comments that actually relate.
A couple quick things. Yeah, dudegrows.com/pros, guys. I'll just shout out to all of them. That's where you guys can hook up with our coupon codes, whether you're shopping for AC Infinity, hooking up some real growers. You can get some seeds from the best seed bank out there. Seeds here now. Check it out, dudegrows.com/pros. Also, DDC Cup I mentioned earlier is June 1st, guys.
Yeah.
85 tickets left. Get your ticket if you're coming to the Cup to try 74 strains, I think, banner.
That is
fine cannabis. It's
got out of hand, didn't it?
There's like probably at least 15 different breeders there. There's going to be clones, cuts, seeds.
There's only 400 people and 75 strains.
There might be mushrooms. Who knows, you know? And I didn't say
nothing.
That's DDCCup.com. And lastly, our merch, guys. Get your fashion on with Dude Grows merch, dudegrows.com/shop. Check that out. You've got hats. We still got some hoodies left. DDC Grow Journal, the DDC Lighter Bundle, which comes with the DDC One Hitter.
Right.
Dudegrows.com/shop.
Hey, be careful with your merch, though, man. Just be careful in general. Do this next comment right here. Ford Perfect 7316.
Wait, are you saying you're incriminating yourself? You get pulled over with a Dude Grows hat?
I got pulled over, tie-dye shirt, 2 hours from anywhere. Cops said I was smoking a joint. I love the fact that they'd say you smelled like weed. He said you were smoking a joint. You're like, I disagree. I was eating Doritos, passed the field sobriety test, drove home. Now I'm going to go to court to save my career from our HR department.
You said he passed the field sobriety test.
Yeah, but he probably still got some kind of ticket for possession. Who the hell knows? But he's got something where he has to go to court.
He was eating Doritos. Like, are they going to enter that into evidence?
I just mean that now he's got some. You ever hear, like, what is it? Guilty until proven innocent. If your HR department is some super square job, catches wind that you know, had any kind of issue that you got a possession ticket, whatever it is.
Plus, he's wearing a tie-dye.
That's what I mean.
Like, oh my God.
I'm in our HR department. That's my title here for Dude Grows. And I have gotten a few complaints from Grambo about some things about you, Scotty.
All right.
Now, I grew up knowing, like, exactly what Banner's wearing right now, the Steely Dead thing. Like, I was taught by the older heads in my community of growers and stuff that was all probable cause. You don't wear any Grateful Dead stuff.
Yeah, it's reasonable suspicion, bro.
That is true, but one of the things that doesn't happen really in Colorado.
Yeah, thank God. Yes.
Yeah.
I've been pulled over a handful of times in the last year just because I do so much traveling up and down and everything, and not one time have I ever... They literally are just above board, and I usually have lots of weed on me.
What's the best thing to wear? A collared shirt? I don't know.
Polo, man. A nice little round table shirt,
pink
man.
Polo.
You know, it's not too much, you know?
Something with a collar.
Yeah, but not up.
Not up. Dress, you're just screwed.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. The world has changed.
And they did. There was a lot of pros. I guess I'll just say pros, and they always had you just dress the part of a normal... You know, you're just going to
fit in.
I think it's Scott's parody song where he's like, just because I'm dressed like a lawyer, you rent me your house. You know,
that's like I'm dressed like an accountant.
Yeah, just because I'm.
It's because I want you to rent me your home.
No cookies, sweatshirt.
No, man, no.
You got another one. You want me to take this? We were talking about the petunia. You have
Firefly petunia. Should be here any day, man. Like glow in the dark petunia. Coming soon, the cannabis.
Are you going to clone that baby?
It would be illegal, sir.
Trying to get you recorded.
You're not. Oh, it's way illegal to clone it, man. They patented plants. Yeah.
Way illegal. Like, it's not even just.
That's one of those.
Dude, I'd rather grow.
Like, are there like clone plant police?
Worse than growing weed, bro.
Is it worse than copying VHS tapes? Like, did the FBI come after you?
I would say it's equivalent, honestly.
Great analogy.
All right, now. You talked me out of it. Thanks for getting it straight.
Yeah, you will not be getting a cut from me.
That's like glowfish at the fish store. I don't know who has them patented, but they're like, you can't, they're not breed these glowfish.
How are you going to catch somebody doing that? Unless they're just because
I think you sell them. You'll see them selling them on Facebook. Okay. Yeah. But if you if they did this to weed and they were like, look, it's just a bioluminescent gene. There is no chemical whatsoever in it. Would you smoke the weed
once?
If when you rolled you it up, first. When you ground it up, it started glowing. What's your
I wanted first. I wanted to do a temporary thing to make myself bioluminescent, like go to the club.
Yeah, your lips are all be like, oh, that's how the cops know that you smoked weed.
It's stripped down naked.
You have bioluminescent all over you.
Pacific Northwest, Dan, what's up, buddy? Says the firefly petunia is fully bioluminescent.
That's awesome.
Bioluminescence gets brighter when the plant, as well as petunia, is exposed to normal full sun. It was very dim in the shipping box, but now after several weeks of normal sunlight, it's gotten much brighter. So you got to get that baby out in the sun. Yeah. Nothing competes with the sun.
That's cool. I thought that was neat, man.
Oh, Jesus. Leg cramp.
I'll take this next one. Snow Lifer, WB. And we do. And this is, he says, you need to have a boutique cup, which I'm not sure because I feel like we do have a boutique cup. I just went back to growing small scale at home. All love, all quality. So sick of commercial boof, all grown with Athena and feels like styrofoam. Smell is never loud, like small batch. It's not sticky. Burns like shit 90% of the time. Still looks amazing, though, but there's no bricks.
No.
And hey, this really, I was reading this comment and I was like, he mentioned bricks, man. Where's my bricks?
Oh my God. That was a good one, dude. Like, Travis got faint. You don't have to make an edit. This is good show material.
No, you're all right, man.
Dude's got a potassium deficiency.
Oh, shit.
You gotta eat some bananas, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's totally low on bricks, man.
He's low on potassium. No, for real. You're low on potassium.
Oh, shit. This thing's been on for how long, man? It's my bricks meter, bro.
What is it measuring?
It measures bricks. It measures the sugar content. It's measuring the color. The color of the leaf. You're going to put this against the leaf, and it's going to see, you know, how the leaf can be really clear. It can be really dark. That's the amount of sugar content that's in it.
The color doesn't matter of the leaf?
Yeah. The color matters.
That's not the color of the leaf, the juice from inside.
Yes, it's shooting a light through it.
Well, I mean, like, if you have, like, a purple leaf, will it read differently than, like, a green leaf
or
a yellow leaf?
Well, I imagine you have different sugars in there. It's going to read the sugar content. Sorry.
Purple and green, though, could both be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's...
Does that mean that purple is indicative of the amount of bricks in a leaf?
I think purple is just the anthocyanins or something like that. Purple is just something that shows up in certain strains. This is, so it looks at the color.
Doesn't see color.
I thought it did. Maybe it's just translucency. Does that make sense?
It doesn't recognize color. It just.
Yeah, I believe you're more correct in that thing.
How much you can see
spectral
through.
Spectral color.
Yeah.
More is like,
if your leaf is empty or full.
Literally about to say the amount of refraction, and it's called a refractometer.
Yeah.
So
There you go. I have a refractometer here, man. Ooh. Might be addicted to going on Amazon and just buying
more meters. Sugar there is.
Meters squared.
Yes. That is. Thank you. My science friends helped me figure it out.
Someone get dude a banana.
But it's the overall health. Do you need a banana, sir?
I ate the last banana. This is the body saying you do not mountain bike dehydrated, my friend. Okay. You can tell I had to take an edit on that one. That was a hard lockup there. Scotty got me some coconut water to
ground up
my potassium.
Cheers, dude.
So that's not a myth, right? Potassium will get rid of cramps.
It definitely helps out. You need to be hydrated. I'm underhydrated. This dry ass Colorado, couple fine IPAs and a morning mountain bike ride killed me. We're all good, though. We're better now. Let's do the fun stuff.
Yeah. So you've had a couple IPAs. It's like 9 in the morning.
Last night.
Okay. I wouldn't judge anyway.
Oh, I would judge him. All right.
Yo, I found a couple of interesting things in the news. And me and Banner were talking about this. Drones. Dude, drones are becoming, integrated into lots of industries and in cannabis. Like, I was like, what the hell are they using drones in cannabis for? But how about for
deliver your weed?
It could be. How about for pulling males? Identifying males just so it doesn't seed up your whole outdoor crop.
That's wild.
Or maybe indoor crop. A drone is tiny, right?
Deficiency,
nutrient deficiencies. Yep.
Pests, they could be trained probably to hover over a plant and scan it for certain pests that are programmed into its hard drive.
So are you mad at that now? I mean, doing that, just walking every field all the time, once a week or once every 10 days. I mean, it's probably, I don't know. It's a big, I'm sure it takes a lot of time, adds a lot of cost to your bottom line.
I haven't gotten mad at drones lately. They're good. They're cool for filming stuff, action sports and all that. I do think in some states, though, there was a drone hovering over my house the other day and me and my neighbor out. I'm like, can I get my BB gun and shotgun and shoot at it?
If we were asking, how much airspace do you own above your house? Man. I'll ask.
Careful of that. But you mean as far as, it's definitely going to be implemented into delivery stuff. And hey, that's probably going to free up some traffic. Why not? The airspace is all good. But
Do you want drones flying around?
I see.
Go ahead. One of the things that's already come into cities like New York is their street drones. So you'll be going down the street and there'll be little package drones and they just poop out packages on the sidewalk as they go. So a lot of the drones that are coming are actually land-based because of all the air restrictions. So there's just going to be tons of...
Hold on. Wait, a package pooping drone is awesome.
Seconds, dude. Yep. Maybe not New York City proper, right? But I think there's established boxes and everything.
As much as I see a prime truck, you're right. I don't want my sitting out in my yard on a Saturday afternoon trying to enjoy the day and it's just like...
That's what's going to happen.
And then I'm getting my gun out.
That and when you talk to GPT, sometimes it kind of seems almost alive and talkative. I'm not looking forward to when all these robots start giving us lip. I'm not looking forward to that. Should you be drinking that? And I go, shut the fuck up. Should you be eating dehydrated Skittles in the middle of the day?
Shut up, GPT.
I tell you what, I asked, GPT dissed me, man. It gave me some crazy long answer. But I asked Google, how much airspace do I own at my house, America? 500 feet.
Nice.
Yeah, the FAA legally controls the airspace 500 feet and above your property.
All right.
But if you want to build a 499-foot tower, you could. Nice. Assuming you get the permits.
Building permit required. We haven't told the city about our tower. All right. What else did you find?
This goes along to what the next one is. First off, on that drone and autonomous system, they are definitely using them to deliver weed. I don't know if we scrolled down to that part, but
to prisons, it says.
Well, that's one thing. Everything starts the criminals start in the beginning, man. All right. Well, hang on a second. So this one is. You see Amazon right there, Grambo?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just starting to legitimately deliver shit. So here's Amazon. Amazon is going to really start delivering shit from...
I don't believe it. In a residential... It's just...
Arizona City. Arizona City.
I'm a little skeptical because it's a clearly Photoshopped box that says Gravity Schmavity.
How do you know, sir? How do you know?
Clearly Photoshopped.
Hey, KTAR News 92.3. It's an FM station, man. You can trust. It's on the FM dial.
Gravity Schmavity.
Anyway, I thought it was neat. And then, of course, Grambo, click the next one. This is High Times. You trust them?
Yeah. More than... KTSE.
Look, they're already doing it in prisons, man.
Oh, yeah.
Drone drug delivery prison operation in Georgia leads to 150 arrests of inmates and dirty correctional officers.
Dude, in a specific case, there was 10 indictments. Drones delivered not only weed, but spice K2 drugs that mimic weed. Butane oil. What are they doing with butane oil in prison? Are they making BHO?
No, that is BHO. Like they're dropping them BHO in dabs.
Interesting. I mean, obviously, if you're in prison, you're all for the drones. Like, bring it, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. And it looks like it was an inside job where there was people, turning security. What is it? corrections officers turning their heads.
Operation Skyhawk.
Why do we need a name for these things, by the way?
Skyhawk.
And what was it? It was a joint investigation.
Yeah, baby.
We know it's not that, but it's funny.
Wow. That is crazy, man.
Out of the 300 pounds they found, they confiscated 10.
Yeah. Well, I like those items.
I do know someone. The only person I know that was ever a correctional officer was just the biggest loser I'd ever met. And he studied and studied to take his correctional on to get his GED to become a correctional officer.
Good on him,
man. Yeah, he's probably one of these indicted. Probably.
We have a correctional officer changed in.
Oh, man. Can I switch it up, Banner?
Yes, please.
Stoner rock, bro.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Man, I was hanging out with somebody and I couldn't figure out. Oh, it was High C and I could not figure out what to play. So I just went to my stoner rock playlist. I love this.
I love that you actually have a stoner rock playlist.
There are a lot.
Versus your other playlist.
Yeah, right?
There's music. Well, Scotty's not feeling like a stoner. He likes the non-stoner
rock. Music to listen to while stoned.
I don't know many of these. We got Down, Nebula.
Nebula, yes.
Yeah, Down was the first. And you know what Down means? Down's a slang for heroin. They named their band after heroin.
That's terrible.
So it, right off, because Scott was surprised. I had a little umbrage with the term stoner rock. I remember when it came out, I was just like, what about this? It tells me smoking weed. I don't know.
All right. Hang on. I'm going to recommend Caius. Caius is awesome.
Caius is pretty.
Yes, man.
What about Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon? Shouldn't that be on here? Isn't that like...
Right.
That should be stoner. That's not stoner rock. No, I'm talking Queens of the Stone Age, Fu Manchu, Nebula. These bands, man.
Okay. I'll have to listen to some.
Yeah.
It looks like the lead singer's looking at AC Infinity tent.
Needs more black.
He's like, whoa, check out that AC Infinity.
Nice.
It is. This music is inspired like by fuzz rock or Black Sabbath.
Sludge.
There you go, man. That sounds appropriate, sir. But it is so good just to have a joint in your hand and just listen to some swirly 9-minute guitar part, man.
You think it's more like stoner metal, maybe? Is that where?
It's just blah, blah. Good, man. It's just good stuff, man.
It's good.
It's got to have
good, man.
Heavy distortion to qualify.
Yes. It's got to be fuzzy.
A psychedelic.
It's got to be fuzzy. I was doing some music investigation. Grambo, you're younger than me. Do you know Iggy Pop?
No, yeah.
You do? I mean, do you know? That's what he looks
like. He's a stoner, though.
I don't know. No. I just found it to be a weird look.
Oh, I finally saw it. I see it now.
Nice. Not to be unseen.
Oh, man.
That's what I'll see.
Let's just say his nipples are eyes if you're having trouble seeing it.
He's weird, man. When I saw him, I was confused.
Man, you know what we never saw coming in all the futuristic content? Memes. How could you predict memes? What a weird art form this has become.
That's my art, man. That's my art. Hey, we had our 10-year anniversary a couple days ago.
Yep.
It was kind of weird listening back to me from 10 years ago. Now, even looking at pictures back at you from 10 years ago, that was a little weird, right?
Makes you feel aged.
Bit
like a fine wine.
At least there was some. I went back, I saw this. I don't know, this showed up on my Facebook or something. Just click this, Grambo.
Does it need audio?
Why not? It does barely.
Doing their single now called House on Fire. Let's welcome Flam Bamboo.
Man, thanks. Sitting with me.
Is this like his first band or something?
That is Trent Reznor, the Nine Inch Nails ring. Yes. Slam Bamboo.
Look at him dancing on the drums there. He's like,
That's him. Yes. So thank God. Thank God.
Trent Reznor used to be Screech.
Click just in case they don't know. Click the next one. This was him. Took him all of about 10 years to become this guy. Which, by the way, I was at this show, man.
What's up? 94, baby.
84. He just came out just drenched in mud, man.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
94.
Trent's one of those dudes that appreciates the struggles of bands and ticket sales and fans and ticket sales.
Oh, yeah?
Respect. Really?
And he's a true artist.
One of those dudes.
He makes all like a movie, like a lot of the soundtracks that people love. He wrote them. He writes a ton of video game music. He's the man.
And man, I couldn't think of like roles that you might regret.
Come to join with us on the show, Trent.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dude, what was Tu Wan Fu? Remember Tu Wan Fu?
Oh, I saw it in the theater and it scarred me.
Of everyone's careers, these guys have huge careers going. They had huge careers and then they did.
Yeah.
What was the right word?
Tu Wan Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. And I'm not reading that. I know it from memory.
Yeah. But I just, as far as like things that you might regret, roles that you might regret.
This is a weird one.
It's just so, yeah. Oh, come on. Roadhouse. I saw the new Roadhouse. I'll pass. Thank you. I will say at least Kurt Cobain
owned it, Grambo.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he was also the man.
By the way, is that the best meme ever?
It says 2023 has been rough on all of us. Taylor Swift.
Ugh. Now, what is that? Like at a bowling alley or something like that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What is that a reference to?
I don't know.
Just because that he's very similar to how Taylor Swift looked when she was younger, I guess.
I've been following Taylor's career, man. I'm not really sure.
I didn't get the impression. Never mind.
Hey, Grambo, you can play as much or as little of this as you want.
All right.
But this is just, there's a whole series. This is asking more people, how many drugs are you on and why? At the Shambhala 2023 Music
Festival. Check her out.
Yeah,
it's a green screen.
It's great, man. They're all on some kind of drugs, by the way.
You guys doing your
what drug you're on?
Yeah.
She's being healthy.
I love that.
Well,
festival environment really permits. I mean, you're not going to have that weird in the real world moment if you're, you know, out of your mind a little bit on some shrooms.
I'm always curious about the most played. So let's see what happened at the most played.
All right.
Let's see what they said.
They're just acid for you.
I'm on MDMA, LSD, a little bit of mushrooms.
So right now you're on that.
Yeah.
That's called a Jedi.
I can't tell what is tattooed on her and what's drawn.
Let's just say when I went to Vegas, I hung out with some of your favorite cannabis creators, and they were on more drugs than that.
Wow. Look at this group, man. The Captain and Tennille gang.
I'm just falling in love is all that's happening.
Grambo, we're going.
Unleash me. Unleash the Kraken.
Where did you guys meet? At the Shambhala Music Festival.
No, it's better than that. Where'd you guys meet? We don't fucking remember.
Does it say where it is?
I don't know.
No.
Hey, I'm going to take it to hit up some DGC producers, guys. We're still hanging. You had a laugh. We've helped you grow. Dudegrowth.com/realDGC. Vote with your dollars, man. Listener supported content here. I'm going to give it up to Bearded Dabbin. Bearded Dabbin 710. Skunk's ass, Scotty. That's skunk's ass.
That smells like a skunk's ass, man. The broski. You know who's got skunk ass weed, man?
The broski.
The broski. The broski. And I tell you what.
Here's an alternate title for that festival we just watched.
We're going to shout out to Boobs and Dudes.
Girl,
homie,
girl.
Boobs. I hope there's a strip club and a dispensary in the same.
How do you know it's the
same place?
Dude, I am opening that club once it's legal.
Right? We're taking over JJ.
Josh Grambo's Pizza Dudes.
We're still keeping the pizza joint in the middle, though, man. All right.
Hilarious.
Hey, you know, it's what am I? I'm 50 something, and I finally found the best thing ever on the internet.
All right.
Oh, tell me what's happening here.
Well, I don't.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know what to make of it, man. This is what Instagram shows me, man.
Is that a Bugatti? This guy's putting on some cologne.
What is that kid? 13?
He's doing 1 mile an hour.
Driving your Bugatti, putting cologne on.
This is just.
We got to see more about
what is happening here.
You stumbled upon a kid with 8,000 followers, Scott.
I know, yeah, they show. That's what Instagram thinks I want to see, man.
Yeah, you got to change your IP address.
I believe you do.
I think you do want to see this, Scotty Real. He seems pretty cool. Hey, Doug, come on, stop messing with him. He's not 18. Well, this is so weird, man. You have to admit it's weird, right?
Well, he doesn't have any comments yet.
We like you.
The dude gross show sends their love.
Oh, Grambo gross. It's going to be on site. I just thought it was weird.
Oh, now it started.
All right, come on. Let's just show some trippy shit. You know what I mean?
What do you got?
Watch this next one.
It's pretty cool.
This one's cool.
Boom.
All right, what's happening here?
This is it's just me.
The stop motion
Legos.
Yeah, this is these people do the stop motion. It's next level. Yeah, so this is all like with Legos.
And how much time does that take?
Days, hours, months.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's so trippy, right?
Yeah, these are people who do this because they love it.
Right.
Yeah, they want this to exist.
Grandpa, I think that about you, brother.
Yeah, what?
I think you do this kind of stuff because you love it.
I really do. Yes. Yeah. Me and Hi-C talk about that sometimes. I sometimes take the hard path and I go, why do I? And he goes, because you like the difficult mode. We're playing a game of life and you sometimes the difficult mode. And I go, so Hi-C, you nailed it.
Yeah, and that's what makes you awesome.
Weird, man.
You're just good, though. I like weird.
So do you want this? You can either have this or the next one, man. I'll take the next one, man. I live real.
Oh, geez.
This is, yeah.
It's all ash.
That is hash pizza.
Hash browns for breakfast.
Just hash pizza.
These always get us dinged, so.
Can't eat hash, though. What you got to do with that?
You were going to put it in a dab break.
I would like to take that whole slice and just dip it.
Nah. Here we go, man. Here we go. Here's the last. I think it's one of the last ones I got. Dude, what do you do when you start an avalanche skiing battle? You were just skiing yesterday, man.
He does a backflip into an avalanche.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my.
Yes, he did. He caused an avalanche, and instead of worrying about his life, he did a backflip.
See, I wouldn't worry about my life. Grandma, just click that next link, the Abby bag.
You know, yeah. Outrun.
I just got to see one more time.
Unbelievable. Oh,
sick, dude. Grandma, show this. If I was in Abby, just don't sweat it. You know, just make sure you're wearing this thing here. See, the snowboarder's getting taken down. That's all. You just got to pull the cord. Good to go. See?
If you're not going to do a backflip, I guess.
She's going to look stylish. What's up? No, wow, those aren't a guarantee, but that is pretty sweet, right? Modern technology. I like it.
Grandpa would still ask that girl out if she was wearing one of those.
I was just thinking how
around.
No. You'd be like, I was like, she's too good for me. Come get out of here.
Imagine how cute she's gonna look when you rescue her.
We don't rescue girls anymore, Banner. We don't do that.
Oh man. Hey, this was a meme, and I wasn't really sure exactly what it meant, but it got me thinking towards the end of the show. How you look at trying to control things you can't.
What is this guy
badass? I have no idea.
You look badass.
I have no idea. Is that a shark?
Wait, is that clay?
I don't know.
Was it meme by Sticky Icky titled "The Government Can't Control Nature"?
Interesting.
So he's making a point. This is the government trying to control us.
Is that a shark he's got there? What's happening? What's on the end of the line?
Gator?
But it did get me thinking, man. Dude. Trying to control things that you have no control over is the biggest sucker's move, you know?
But you'd like to have control. It's a slippery slope.
Google, I have a chart, Grandpa. Okay. I have a chart. You ever learn about this, man? It's actually one of them things that's kind of interesting. Banner, you learned about this, right? Mm-hmm. You got a little circle of control, things you can control. A little bigger circle of things you can influence. Then you got stuff that the biggest one is you might be getting stuff you're concerned about, man. The more you're concerned about stuff that you have no influence or control over, the bigger waste of time it is.
What's an example? See, that's a slippery slope. We won't get into it. Banner just said politics is something that we you know, people will fall into. I can't. My vote doesn't matter. I can control this.
But sure.
That can be dangerous.
How about the dude that's the state senator guy or state representative that decide that he's going to try to have expand his circle of influence over the way that people see drugged driving or cannabis users in driving, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. He's got this circle of concern and he's expanding his influence to try to make some kind of change. It's neat.
It's like, ought to be a Karen.
No, I don't think so.
No, this is reverse Karen. Karens exist in the outer realm.
CERN is like the relative.
And then stop worrying about stuff you can't control. Yeah, it'll just make you crazy.
Like traffic?
If you do want to worry about something.
If you do want to worry about.
So traffic has the element of danger.
Yeah, but Grambo, you need to get on the traffic council board.
Right. I would.
Yes.
I would give anything. Like, here in Denver, people doing 40 over. There's people doing 40 under. It's chaos.
It's an
inside joke, right? Tickets to those people driving slow.
Grambo's the only one that actually has to travel, other than
Elise. Guys, hit that subscribe. If you didn't miss our lark, you missed our last show. We had some great grow talk on flushing cannabis. I don't know. Sometimes saying cannabis, I don't feel. It's a flushing weed.
Weed, man. Dude, did we just officially give up on the on YouTube liking us at this point.
Yeah, whatever. It's a rough relationship, you know?
Yeah. It's contentious.
It's day by day, by it's complicated. It's complicated. Our relationship status is set to complicated.
She really likes it. And
I did that on Facebook for, not that I Facebook much. My wife is like, why'd you do that? I'm like, well, why wouldn't she just tell the truth? Relationships are complicated.
Right. You know? And there's a funny thing that leading into politics, like we all were hating on Susan, right? Well, Susan stepped down and then Neil stepped in and things got way worse. So be careful who's in charge. Damn. Who's Neil? He's the guy who is the CEO and head honcho at YouTube.
Hey, YouTube, does he have some sort of like known?
He's an AI.
Yes, he stated that he does not care for all things drugs and alcohol, cigarettes, gambling.
Have a good weekend, boys. Stay higher out there and take her easy.
Hey, dude, great hanging, man. Yeah. Thank you for taking the trip.
Totally.
By the way, dude took this trip because he said, hey, man, it's time for me to come on in. We're going to celebrate the 10th anniversary.
Yes.
And he didn't need to do it, just did it for a grower's love, brother.
No, I got to have like real FaceTime. You know what I mean?
Ebony, man.
Did you bring that robe?
No. I bought that well baked one night. Matter, good hanging out, brother.
Yeah, man.
Grandpa.
Not spendable.
Coconut rocks.
Take it easy, all y'all. Go Avs.
Sorry. Go Avs.